K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University coming to you on this Monday evening, February 9th, 2026. Thank you so much again for tuning in to this latest edition of this podcast. What's going on in the MHK for our K-State athletic teams out there in Manhattan, Kansas? Home of Kansas State University. This is the very first time on this podcast. Again, appreciate y'all for checking out, taking the time out of y'all week, out of y'all day, 10, 15 minutes, maybe sometimes 20, that's okay, to all this podcast. Yes, there will be an Alex Ayton sighting. I'm going to move that to Thursday. And of course, like I've been saying, I know I've been saying it a lot, Eddie Wayne's going to come back on. That will be dead set on Thursday night, following the conclusion of my run. And of course, I'm gonna stay and hang out a little bit since I did not do. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit because I wasn't there for the after. What do they call it now? The afterglow. I still don't get why they call it that, but whatever. We're gonna call it the after the run. Hang out for a little bit, and then after that, we're gonna get down to business with Alex on Thursday night. Record that finally, and then of course that will come out since it's all the football season, folks. It's over, officially over, and then that will be out after the Daytona 500. So we'll be on the lookout for that episode between me, myself, and Alex. So I'm gonna have to message him about that now. I know we keep saying it, and I apologize. And especially really for me, honestly, last day and a half been really crushed, really crazy. So I'm going to take the rest of the night off to reset for, okay, we're good. take the rest of the evening here after this recording this MHK podcast to reset a little bit there as we are about to continue on into this week. But yeah, I just wanted to say that right there. And this will probably come out either tomorrow, Wednesday for sure, no later than Wednesday at some point, whether that's in the evening or first thing around lunchtime. So I wanted to get ahead of that there as well. It's been kind of a crazy last for less than 48 hours, and I'm not counting Super Bowl. Super Bowl don't count. I have my own thoughts on that. That's going to come on the EG3 podcast later on in the week, or actually next week's episode will be dedicated to that. In potentially the Daytona 500, I don't know yet. I'm still figuring it out. But anyways, we're gonna figure stuff out for the K-State athletics team right now. Here going into the week, and I just had their schedule up, and now I have to re-pull it up since I had to move shift things around on the computer. Here, let me see here. Sorry, folks. Okay, so nothing going on tonight. And of course, that's gonna mean no recording tonight with Alex. So I'm taking a night off. So to breathe, reset, and then we get to Tuesday, and Natasha Kloss is in the K-State women's basketball team. They're gonna be taking on Oklahoma State in Manhattan tomorrow night. So maybe I'll put this up tomorrow. So at 6:30, Kloss is coming off of her career high 25. Terran size dished out 13. That postcast of the BYU blowout is up now wherever you see your podcast, the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer in the building. But yeah, we'll see if we can get back-to-back good games, because it's been one of those which we show up and then what's not. So but hey, there was a note that I believe Klaus's family came to the BYU game, which is awesome. Of course, Natasha, I've been saying that. I'm going to continue to roll with that on this podcast. From Belgium. So in her family, from what I saw on Twitter, at least on my Twitter, K-State Twitter page anyways, came to the game. That's awesome. Out there supporting Class since there. So there's that. So Oklahoma State's top half of the league right now. Can K-State make it a two-game sweep at home? And of course, you flip it to the midweek game is the men's basketball team after blowing. Now, again, I didn't have all the resource when I did. I just reacted off a feel. So and when I opened my eyes, and I should not be shocked, but I seriously opened my eyes that this men's basketball team blew an 18-point lead. Oh, man. Can't buy a break. This K-State men's basketball team, now you're coming back home and playing Cincinnati, and this is going to be the youth team game. And so you got both games. So one tomorrow night and one Wednesday night. There's Cincinnati, and I don't have the standings pulled up right now where Cincinnati is. But, yeah, so you got a good game from Marcus Johnson there that I also written off on this show as well after he was just too slow. We'll just call it what it is. But maybe there's a sign in there that, okay, the lights turn on for Marcus Johnson. Well, I see, because, again, one good game and then you turn around like, oh, damn, this is bad. But Marcus Johnson, 15 points, and then you got PJ Haggerty with 30 over the weekend, and you still lost, and you somehow find a way to give up an 18-point lead and lose the game. So, when it's worse, it's getting worser. If that's a word. We'll put it in the EG3 category, because that's been used quite a bit the last 4 months. But, yeah, man, so, again, basketball, women's basketball at home, men's basketball at home, Tuesday, back-to-back nights. Then you have Thursday off, and then everything picks back up over the weekend. Friday, tennis at home. After apparently, some weird stuff was going on in Arkansas yesterday. I don't know about it, but I just recorded that postcast earlier today, this afternoon, and from what head coach George Smith of the women's tennis team said, they're right there. He wasn't too pleased with what was going on over there. But, hey, they're home. In a nice friendly confines, I mean, had Kansas. They're going to welcome their other rival from down south of the state in Wichita State. That's Friday. That's a 4 o'clock start there. Track and field. Well, we're going to switch our teams out. So the women's tennis team was down in Arkansas. Now you get indoor. Your number one and number 15 teams in the country going down at for the Tyson Invitational on Friday and Saturday. And alert, alert, we have a baseball alert. Yes, sir, baseball's back. Kansas State, Iowa, just kick off the 2026 season for K-State baseball and head coach Pete Hughes. Iowa going down, first pitch a little bit after 2 o'clock afternoon. And yes, we'll have all the postcasts. Like I said, if you're new to this podcast, yes, news, stories, and roster breakdowns, and yes, postcast. I try to do postcasts after every K-State athletic event. It doesn't matter what it is, right? So, yeah, y'all going to get y'all share of baseball, too. Yep, baseball back. The MLB Desert Invitational out there in Scottsdale, Arizona. They start, once again, the 2026 season for head coach Pete Hughes in the K-State Bat-Cats. Iowa's first on deck. That's Friday. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III this week in the MHK. Lot going on. Lot going on right here on Friday there as well. Saturday, men's basketball going. Houston. Do we have to go to Houston? What's this forfeit the game? Let's just forfeit the game right now. As I'm doing two things at the same time, I am going to pull. Let me see the men's standings right now. No, that's not what I want. Oh, my goodness. Where are we at here? Of course, you're not going to show it. What are we doing here? See here. It's not going to do it, is it? No, I don't want the community. What are we doing here? Transit portal. Schedule. Where's the standings at? I just saw it. There we go. Sorry, folks. Yeah, so Houston is... Yeah, so Houston... Oh, my goodness. So now... All right, so Houston was 8th. One record. What was it last week? And now they're sitting you. So you already got beat by the drum by Arizona, who is still undefeated across the board, leads by a game over Houston. Houston's now your third ranked team in the country. You got to go to Houston. Oh my gosh! It is. What I have it on here? Cincinnati is 4-7 in the conference, 12-12 in Big 12 play. So, what just count? You got a chance here. But K-State has played so bad at home. I don't know. I'm talking about referring to the men's basketball team. You got to go to third-ranked Houston this weekend? Oh, my gosh. Whew. So there's that. Baseball continues their MLB Desert Invitational against UConn at 6 in prime time. That's 4 o'clock out there, West Coast time. That's Alex time over there as well. So UConn game 2 of that for K-State, of 4 for K-State baseball. Flipping the script over to Sunday, Iowa State. First of 2 for the K-State women's basketball team. You got to go to Ames. That's a 1 o'clock tip there. And then game 3. And for the baseball team, as they're going to welcome the Nittany, well, they're going to play the Nittany Lions of Penn State. And I'm going to fast forward here and jump into Monday, next Monday, and the return of men's golf back. They're going to be after the Prestige K-State men's golf, and head coach Grant Robbins returns to the stage, baby, as they will be after the Prestige. And then finally, let me see real quick, to wrap up, and that's a 2-day event for the K-State men's golf team. And then finally, day four of game four, Air Force at 2. So, and we'll discuss more on, I'll have a full preview on baseball later on in the week there as well. So a good competition. I'm excited. Good competition for K-State. We'll see how they fare. Obviously, I'm gonna have to take a look at that roster too, for that matter. But that's kind of a look, a busy weekend ahead. But we are 4 days away from that. Well, actually, yeah, 4 days away from that. And some. So that's a look right now. K-State Athletics. Nothing tonight. And that's including recording, getting together Alex. I know it's been forever, but includes that. But then everything starts back tomorrow. K-State women's basketball kicks off the week against Oklahoma State. And you know what it is. We'll have the postcast of that. I'll record that on Wednesday morning. At some point, and have that out Wednesday night. So there you go on that. So you want, hey, you, this is a hub for K-State Alex, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You want to make sure you subscribe. This is this daily podcast. The Wildcat Bus don't stop at 5 o'clock on Friday. Nope, it continues to roll on through the weekend. Oh yeah, it's gonna get super busy. So I'm looking forward to chatting with y'all as usual. 2013 K-State alum right here. That's me, Eddie Greer III. For this podcast, as we continue to roll in here in the month of February, there as well. So looking forward to that. Again, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, what have you been doing? Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. It doesn't matter who it is, whether that's a new student coming into his or her first semester at K-State, or a grad student, or a big fan, longtime fan of K-State. This is the podcast for you guys. All hub for K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from KCMO. Appreciate you, K-State Nation. This has been another edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.